A gig worker who had to choose between work and her own health. From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech Demystifying the Digital Economy. I'm Molly Wood. The people delivering groceries or restaurant takeout are essential by regulation in states with lockdown orders and by definition for people who may be unable to go to grocery stores or prepare food because of illness or disability or age. But a lot of those delivery people are independent contractors, not employees. And if they have their own health concerns and can't do the job, they may not get paid at all. Here's the story of one delivery driver who decided to choose her own safety.
I'm Kimberly James, and I live in Rome, Georgia. I'm kind of like most drivers, utilizing all the apps at the same time, doing Uber Eats, Lyft, DoorDash, Grubhub, and Postmates. I mean, they all kind of work about the same. You would get a ping on the app and you would accept it and go to the restaurant, pick up the food, and then drive it to the customer's house. Most of them are your general restaurants, you know, McDonald's, Taco Bell, down to your mom and pop restaurant. Basically leaving my house about 3 or 4 o'clock and then doing a 12-hour shift, which usually would end up being, you know, between gas and brakes and stuff, a 14 or 15-hour shift overnight. So it's just a really frustrating, difficult job. About a month ago, we had our first couple of cases here, and they happen to be at a hospital that I deliver food to quite frequently. I had a nurse that was working the front desk of the ER order food, but she didn't put that she was in the emergency room. So I ended up walking through the hospital and then finding out that she was having me come to the emergency room where someone had been up there 3 times with the virus. And that's when I got scared for my life and finally just, you know, I came home and I told my roommates, I'm just going to have to sit here and not get paid. I can't die for somebody's milkshake or somebody's hamburger. I'm just hoping for anything at this point, unemployment, anything, because I've been sitting here a month now with no pay coming in. I've exhausted every effort with every single one of those companies, and they've all told me no, unless I get a doctor's note, and I can't afford to go see a doctor. I did apply for some, you know, work from home jobs, and I got hired with Amazon for virtual call center, but I don't get paid till about 3 weeks to a month from now. And that's all relying on if these workers at Amazon that are striking right now, if they shut down those warehouses, then I won't be able to start that job.
That's Kimberly James, a 46-year-old gig worker who has health problems, including an autoimmune disorder. She's currently self-quarantining in Rome, Georgia. Uber and DoorDash are providing some financial assistance for drivers if they have been diagnosed with COVID-19 or told to quarantine by a public health authority or doctor. The $2 trillion stimulus package passed by Congress last month expands unemployment benefits to gig workers, in theory. Many states aren't providing those benefits or don't know how to implement them. And now for some related links. In response to strikes and demands from delivery drivers, Instacart has said it will start providing face masks, hand sanitizer, and thermometers to its drivers, but stopped short of the hazard pay that striking workers have asked for. Meanwhile, Instacart said it would try to hire some 300,000 new workers to do shopping and delivery. Talk about essential. Meanwhile, Uber, whose drivers have seen demand completely plummet, has turned its app into a jobs board, listing openings at 7-Eleven, McDonald's, and Amazon, according to the Financial Times. And it said it will connect drivers who have commercial licenses to logistics and freight companies. However, like most companies who rely on gig work that they don't classify as employment, Uber, as I mentioned, is also not offering paid time off for drivers unless they are diagnosed with COVID-19 or ordered to quarantine. And the New York Times had a long story about Amazon workers, the company's inconsistent policies around sick leave and worker protections, and the firing of a worker who led a strike at one of its warehouses. As it happens, the Wall Street Journal also has a story from Monday about all the other options for shopping online that aren't Amazon, including lots of small businesses who have far fewer logistics issues and could use the business. I'm Molly Wood, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.